very candidly. We talked to the Guyana Defense Force because we've had so much of it, and they said they didn't care with our licensed weapons if we shot you in the legs and laid you down. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to quit trying to run you, to shoot your legs so you won't be able to go and you fall down. You understand what I'm saying? There's no sense in a good project like this, Commander Price said. There's no sense in a good project. He's head of all the armed forces, Army, Navy, and Marines, all the military forces. He said there's no sense in a good people trying to build to have to put up with this shit of chasing people down every day and trying to locate them. So he said, shoot them in the legs, and that, by God, will stop you. Won't it? Found you, much of this is government forbidden area. This is all forbidden area out here. And if you get into a government area, they won't shoot you in the legs. They'll shoot you through the heart. Because they don't know what you're up to. So you guys better cut this running away and better cut it right fast. They better tell those people down there that's manipulating in that ward to get special attention. I hope we've done something about that, because these mental cases that are now conveniently getting some milkshakes and some of this shit, they're going to get some vitamins and some food that isn't so tasty. I remember years ago, we lived in a community of 900. I remember three suicides, or four, I can't quite remember. In 1 year, we've had none. No successful suicides. I remember deaths, 2 and 3 funerals a week. And we have had 3, or something like that. So we, really, some people say, well, why do we have all of our troubles? I tell you why we have all of our troubles. We air all of our troubles in front of everybody. Everybody knows their neighbor's business. That's why you see all the troubles. You live in a typical American community. You may not know your neighbor next block or even next door. Now, I do think that some people have distress, and that's legitimate, but we're going to determine whether the distress is legitimate or if it's deliberate anarchistic provocateur activity. So we are going to have a different diet. We have yellow food and green food, orange food, and black food. And it'll have all the nutritions that are there, and they'll be doing calisthenics, and we shall see how long these people remain mentally ill. If after they eat 5 or 6 plates of that, and they still have a problem, we will conclude that they have an emotional problem. We permit it in Dorm 1. The emotional department, those who are having problems related to emotions, and it's as easy for the emotions to become ill. We know that. We're not going to be arbitrary. We know some people have real, sincere problems. But I happen to be of the philosophy of the Chinese general who walked in to the lunatic asylum when they freed China from the imperialist, when China had a really pure revolution. They still have a pure revolution domestically. It's just their foreign policy that stinks due to the fact that the white Russians came into China, invaded China, and made such an image of white people that they are suspicious of the Russians. But he came in and he said, okay, they're all babbling and shitting in their dishes and rolling in their shit. He said, well, I don't know what we'd do with these people. They're no value to themselves or anyone else. He said, if in 15 minutes you haven't lined up, I'm going to shoot all of you. In 15 minutes, all of them were out hoeing the garden. 15 minutes of them, all of them got cured. I think mental cases, for the most part, is a manipulation. You let yourself have an out. Anybody can go under pressure, snap under pressure, do silly ass shit, run off, try to take their life. We could all do that if we wanted to go ape shit. But it's not fair to those who endure, carry their burden, for some people to be getting milkshakes at night because they're in the mental division. Tried to go crazy. Be sure you really are, because you won't necessarily like the environment. You'll get all the vitamins you need, but you will not get the taste that you like. After all you care is about nutrition, isn't it? We've had people said they wouldn't eat. We've already had somebody say, I'll starve myself to death. I am not going to eat a bite. We notice how quickly they get in and they take one of those milkshakes when they're given a milkshake. So we get the funny feeling that some people are pulling our leg. I don't know why. If anybody else has any suggestions about that department, we'd be anxious to hear. Because all of a sudden, there's an outburst of mental problems. Seems rather strange that in 3 or 4 days, we'd have about 7 mental cases. I got a feeling it's O.R., R&R. I have a feeling that they're just wanting a little rest time at our expense. But what's going to happen is that in their department, they're going to do calisthenics every hour. And they'll be kept active because it's important that you keep their body active, right? You don't want a body to be sluggish, do you? So you want our bowels to get tied up with constipation, so we're going to be very, very active in that department. And nobody's to go in the department at all till the people are knocking on the door to get out. Yes, comrade. Do not want separate foods from the people. And when people let our chickens out, they're letting out our meat. Those chickens. You believe your child's an angel, you're a damn fool. My son was on. I never even ask. I've seen enough fairness around here, and I know the leaders, they pick on leaders' children, but I've seen enough out of my kids to know that he easily could deserve public service. And some of these little guys think that you can't handle them. Teacher don't know what the hell to do with them because there's nothing you can put them in that will teach them structure. So by God, let them be on public service a night and a day or two nights in a day. That'll teach them. Empathy with them and are going against the organizational structure. You see, why we, it's a miracle we've existed. Because we picked up the rubbish of all the garbage of the world. USA is filled with nothing but garbage. You know we all come out of garbage. We were spoiled. We were self-centered. We did our own damn thing. We were anarchistic. We weren't used to following any damn rules. And so we couldn't have fought a revolution if our life had depended upon it. We couldn't save anybody because we were look after our own self. Do your own thing. So don't even ask. When you see your child on the public service, just say, just greet them. You know, don't have to be mean to them. Just say, hello, comrade, and go on your business. So I'll say, if I see John, I'll say, hello, comrade. Yeah, building up for this, I don't know what he did this time. I don't even ask. I have enough faith that whoever put him on there did it not because he was my son, but because he was not acting out. I don't even know who put him there. It, to me, I didn't even ask. I have enough faith in the institution. I've seen enough fairness out here that I don't want to ask the question even. Dramatically, immediately be put in public service. We do not tease people because they have emotional problems. I happen to believe that most emotional problems are a manipulation. I don't care how crazy they act. I think it's a manipulation for attention or to get something done that they want to achieve done. Anybody can go apeshit. You understand what I'm saying? Right now, when we're tired, it's after 12, and all the work things I've had on my mind, reading a mess, and trying to coordinate the states before I could get in here. Anybody could go ape shit if you let yourself. You go, blah, 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 blah. You could do it. I mean, just like that. But some of us don't let ourselves do it. But still, I want no fun made of anybody on special care. If there's any jesting or anyone on public services, you go to public services. Right then, you go to public services. I don't want to develop a class consciousness here. It's easy to have public services in a special class and special care in a special class and people pointing at and making fun. We won't have it. On the GDF, and they'll gather around the whole family and they'll move in with their army, just move in and surround the whole area, and they'll catch their ass. Then they can take them away. I'm fooling with them. Someone better very kindly tell them that we talked to GDF. GDF said we can get them, we can shoot them in the legs, we can do whatever we want to stop them. We can stop them with a bow and arrow, whatever in the hell we want to stop them with. We have licensed weapons. So you can tell them all that that's what the hell is going to happen. We've got people parked outside. We're not going to run halfway across this entire damn Jonestown of thousands of acres and chase these people down. It cuts down our workforce. 30 people chasing after fools. Let them get caught. Let a goddamn laborious snake. Let them step on the tail of a laborious snake. Lamora's snake has a memory. He never forgets who steps on him. If the car front wheels of a car rolls over him, you better not have your windows lowered down, because by the time the back wheels comes, he's in your car biting you. That's how fast he is. And it needs to be told, some of these. Right out here we have Debbie Touche someplace. Debbie Touche went into the bathroom when we had rain season some years ago that was too much like we're having now. And LaBoy, the snake, was in the bathroom. It's now the physical therapy department. She went in the restroom, and she slammed the door. And by God, she hit the snake, and that made the snake mad. He stood up on his head and looked at her, and she tore down the aluminum. I never saw anybody so powerful. She tore all the aluminum down between her and the male section. Got over on the other side, and the LaBoy was waiting on the other side. And she jumped back on the other side and went like hell, like blue lightning, and got away from him. They have a memory. If you walk like you got some sense, don't slam doors, and don't run it through grass, and keep on a path, you got no problem. You are crazy. You damn fools running through this place are crazy, because some of these snakes don't kill. They rot off your legs. I told you you could go down to the doctor's office, but you'd never believe a goddamn thing. You can look at the pictures and see whole legs rotted off. Blindness, paralysis, and death after 4 or 5 hours of agonizing suffering. I want to tell that too, please. See if that's all told. Take the notes down or the tape and play that for those people down in the special care and in the hospital and in the, I guess, public services are all here. They said 30 of our people take a chance of running into a LaBoya snake. Why should 30 of our people be out there running around chasing after some idiot and taking a chance to run into a tiger or run into some one of those goddamn snakes, some of them 18 feet long? They never come in here because it's a protected zone. We've never had any problem. We've never had a snake bite. But I'll be damned, when we get out in there chasing some fool in the woods, we're running a risk. We're running a risk 30 times more than the person that's running loose. There's 30 of us hunting the person, so we're running a risk. I'm against it, by God. Some people don't want to go to Russia. Let us know. When we get ready to go, we'll send your ass right back to fascist America and let you rot in a goddamn concentration camp. Union. We also have a fine African nation that's offered us an opportunity. But we're not telling it because some people got diarrhea of the mouth. It's in a warmer zone and very prosperous nation that likes our work. One of their representatives were here about five, six months ago. It's got back to the president of that government, and they would like to have us come here and do the exact thing, and they would even help us. So we got some opportunities, and we ought to appreciate those opportunities. Say, act like fools. So you better get your act together, because next time you go, I didn't do it with Garnett. I just got down. I'd been up all night, and 5 minutes of eight, I lay down and ring, ring, ring. They said, he's loose. I said, he can stay loose, by God. I said, I'm going to get me at least 3 hours sleep, and when I got up, I come up here. But I didn't call. Nobody called. I didn't care if he went to China, goddammit. I'm sick of this shit. Energy. What does that mean? Just look at the last week. Somebody took gasoline. The smell of it should have killed them. They took 3 cups of gasoline, or nearly so, and that should have eaten through their esophagus and their stomach, and then one couldn't, their kidneys wouldn't even move, and I walked by and touched them, and it immediately started to sound like cement broke loose out of their penis. And then we have Terry Smart, who had septicemia. A rare blood disease, bacteria. You never get over it. You're in coma the rest of your life until you die. Now, how many more? I can't remember all. Langston fell out of the roof. Mary Griffith in the death throes, rigors, tongue back in her mouth. And she saved twice. Now, some of these fools running away is going to cost me to be so tired that when an emergency comes, I'm not going to be able to help the person. Well, I'd like to ask a question about kill yourself. I saw a thing like some of the mess that you pick out of America. It's amazing. There's so much beauty we've created here. So many beautiful children. If you look at the children, their improvements, their growth, it's worth it all. And some even of the adults and seniors. But there's some people that are American assholes. They're the duck's ass of America. All they put out is shit. Yes, workers here, 6 months ago weren't worth a tinker's dam. Your heart aches, you love, and you're up all night, all day, and then another night, run into somebody, run away, 3 times like Garnett did in one night, we caught him. By God, it makes you madder than hell. I don't want any teasing of it, but I want this stopped because I mean business. I damn well mean business. People want to run away. I'm calling right off. I'm calling the authorities. The police commissioner is a friend of mine, Dr. Mingle, Minister of Home Affairs. The head of GNS, Norman, is a personal friend. He eats at our house just a few days ago. The head of the Guyana Defense Force, the Army, Navy, Marines, is a personal friend. He's eating at our house. Brigadier General Price. I'm turning them over. I'm tired of it. I didn't want to cause them trouble. I didn't want to cause them trouble. That's the only reason I haven't done it. So this better be played. I don't think this is fair. I think they're being damned inconsiderate. And by God, we do mean business. The next person takes off, you are on your own.
If we don't shoot you first.
I mean it, Jeff. Hell, he done got you out of all your troubles, by God, and feeding your ass. You don't thank for nothing to do for you. By God, one right out of there getting a lot of trouble. Well, go to hell, that's what you do. Hey, yeah, I said it. And I'm not taking it back. Go to hell, that's where you ought to go. Just go to hell and be done with it. Don't worry, Dad. All we got in this world is him, and you got doing you folks, so you're trying to worry him to death. You don't care. He tell you he don't sleep. Y'all don't give a damn what you try to kill him. So you can just go to hell for what Eileen Mason care. I don't give a damn about you. I really don't give a damn about you. I'd feel better off if you had was in hell and I had a receipt from you. I don't care. I really don't care. That's right.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Irene. Any other remark? Every time, what the hell? Nobody in their life ever lived through gasoline. The very smelling of the fumes was in the lungs. Instant death, like Aurora Rodriguez said. It caused the eyeballs to turn until you see the whites of their eyes, and they die an agonizing death. Jesus Christ. Then drink 3 gallons, three cups of it, and I save them. Fuck this shit.
Well, that's what I'm concerned.
I saved his life, and I said I would. But he shit fire. I mean, that my boy's ass was on fire, and his mouth was on fire for 6 hours. He was shitting gasoline, and I mean, that's fire. And he was vomiting gasoline, and that's fire. And by God, I let him do it because he needed a lesson. They may get an arrow in their leg. They may get a shotgun in their leg. They may get a damn rifle in their leg because we got licensed weapons. We're sick and tired of chasing all this goddamn jungle, running through weeds. Sometimes we had 50 people hunting for people. It's a miracle we didn't run into snake. And if we don't get them, the GDF will, and the police. We're a friend of the commissioner of police. We're head of all Guyana. We see him every week. We've wined and dined with him. And we've wined and dined with Brigadier General Price, who's the head of Guyana Defense Force, the Army, the Air Force, and their Navy. We are the friend of GNS. That's the youth corps that are being trained to be soldiers. Guyana National Services. Norman, he's been in our home many times and eat with us. So I was just showing mercy. I didn't want to put those people to trouble. But hell, they said, I talked to them about it. They said, hell, they were surprised we haven't had more trouble. Said Brigadier General Price's children got run off. My God, they let them stay out in the jungle for a while, too. Assholes, spoiled assholes. About it, so they're not bothered about it. So don't think you're going to get us no trouble. Piss on you. We'll cross the Venezuelan border. I'll bet you $1,000 to one you don't make it. If the infiltrators that come through, these are the kind of things that need to be mentioned. If the infiltrators don't catch you, that come through every night, then somebody, the mercenaries, no doubt have got somebody out there waiting for a weak point. So just go out there and take your chances. So I say, are the Guyana Defense Force that are guarding the border heavier than they ever had guarded them before? Let them get you, by God. They'll shoot you. You try to cross that border, they'll shoot you. You get shot from either side. It's illegal to cross that border. So I mean, just face some facts and grow up. and you say, I want to die anyway. Well, you may not die. They may hit your spine, and you'll be paralyzed for life. Come on, wake up now. Wake up now. And then see if you get into Georgetown, see how easy it's going to get out. You got to go to the Guyana tax board and get a clearance. And they promise to let us know if anybody does. You got to go to the U.S. Embassy, and they promise to let us know if anybody's trying to get out. So we get you everywhere you go. I ain't worrying about you. I worry. I love you. But I don't like people that pull on our heartstrings, pull on their mothers and their grandmothers, had their grandmothers all upset, and the mothers that have reared their children from babyhood have them all upset. By God, I think it's shit. That's what I think it is. It's forcing the police. Anybody disagree? I want to see. I want to hear, because that's my policy, unless I see somebody makes it. Well, I'm sick of this. We lose thousands of dollars every day, every time we chase after one of these fools. Anybody opposed? Okay, that's the way it is. Don't bother to call me. Next one runs off, let him go. Or she or it go. Gets his automatic rifle out, and he's got 150 mental cases going, blah, 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 blah. Says, oh, there's no use to keep you alive. You're all sick, and you're in pain and misery and useless. So line them up on the wall. We're going to shoot you. And all of them in 5 minutes are out of a hole in the tomatoes. Shit, I don't believe no mental case. Is a phenomenon that people use to appeal for manipulation. They use it to try to get our attention, and be goddamned if they're going to get our attention by it. Who's going to learn other things? I think it's a good point. Let's get the whole program organized in the special nurses section. Please, educational people, they're going to get in there, and they're going to hear Russian, they're going to hear news, and they're going to do up push-ups, up and down. They're going to clean the, if they got constipation, instead of taking a laxative, they can use their finger and break it up in their ass. I mean, I'm sick of it. Anybody can go crazy. The pressure of life could cause anybody to go crazy, but some of us won't let ourselves go crazy. Boy, you get them. Let the, what is it, the big, that big seat, the Bushmaster, yeah. The Kabote, 35 feet, let him get you. You run into him, by God, you won't have no problem. Pitiful. They lived in a ghetto. Here we have no white police breathing down our neck. We got simple rules. We have TV. I rush in how many pieces of equipment so they can have closed-circuit TV? It's cost tens of thousands, because some of it was broken by customs and the CIA. I give you movies, God damn it, and library, and you can have dance if you want to. I've never curtailed it, even though I think it's dangerous to dance on this dust till we get wood, but I've done everything I know. There's no goddamn excuse for this shit. Drink gasoline and do shit like that, they're going to stay there and have a sweet lullaby. The girl, I talked to her so loving, Christine, I talked to her as loving as I could. I said, I feel guilt. I took on guilt that I haven't got no business taking on, because it's not my responsibility. I talked to her loving, and I'll be goddamned if she didn't go out and try to cut her wrist. Fuck this shit. The common factor of life. We've been here 14, 16 months. And some here have been two years, been over three, about three, that founded this movement and started, and not one have killed themselves. Nobody going to question that. What the hell we care if you're a public headline? If you don't give a goddamn about black people, sure, there'll be some newspaper have a little fun with it. They'll say they didn't like living in socialism. They didn't like living in interracial society. What the hell? We've had everything said under the sun about us. What the hell do I care? My goddamn no good for nothing daughter, and some of you trust her. I don't know how you trust your relatives, because they're natural born. I adopted her when she was 3 days away from being put on the streets of being a whore. That's the only way she could have made it, in the streets of Seoul, Korea, the dictatorship of South Korea. She had charge of my son had sex with her. That's how low down she is, that dirty low down bitch. She suggested that sexual overtures been made to her by various members of our family. Piss on this kind of shit. I'll sue her too. Let her say one goddamn word, and she won't get one bit of her $1,200 paycheck, because I'll get $1,100 of it every week, because I'm going to sue it. Some of our people are not here today. We found out she come on to Danny Curtin. So wherever he is, he ought to be written. How in the hell does he know what kind of insanity? I got a daughter that comes on to him sexually and tells him a bunch of lies about my family. Son of a bitch and no good, lousy-ass, anarchistic, capitalist bitch. That's what I say about my relatives, but you won't say it. Some of you won't say it. You say, oh, my daughter, my son. Let me tell you, if my daughter, adopted at 7 years of age, $20,000 put in initially, and all the years of education and patient training, if she becomes a bourgeoisie and turns against this goddamn movement, if she turns about this beautiful movement, turns against it, and says every goddamn lie she can think on this movement, then you better be sure your relatives are no different than mine. Come down here if we'd pay her check ticket. I said she can swim down here, by God. I'm not paying her ticket anywhere. She get in here, by God, she has to, she won't get in here. We'll drown her in mud before she gets 5 feet inside the gate. I mean it from the soul. You don't think I mean it, I do. When people, who is my father, who is my sister, who is my brother, but he who does the wills of socialism, he that doth the will of socialism. And if you trust your damn relative, you're a fool, because if they were where they ought to be, they'd have got out of that mess and be over here. That the Indians have lost their land. It's all over the newspapers that Senate Bill 1437 is going to put us in a dictatorship, and it was co-sponsored by Senator Kennedy. It's all over the newspapers that Ku Klux Klan rising in every town and causing, setting fires and burning down houses even in the north. It's all over the newspapers. They don't give a damn. They don't give a damn. They don't have any race pride. Piss on them. I mean piss on them. I'm through with her. Don't mention her name to me. I have forgotten her name. I don't want her name mentioned to me. She is over. After what the shit she pulled last night, she is over. I mean it, over. Don't you even ask me about Suzanne. Don't you even mention her goddamn name, because to me she's a class enemy, and if there was a revolution, I'd take her with all the other goddamn enemies. It's like Castro, when he was dealing with his sister, closest sister, he'd given her all of attention. Dr. Castro built that beautiful socialism on the island of Cuba. His sister called him on radio in Miami. She does it every day for 15 years. He's a monster that needs to be destroyed. He said, what do you think about a sister who would say that of her brother, that he's a monster that needs to be destroyed? He said, I'd rather she called me a monster that needs to be destroyed rather than she said that she's my sister and getting special privilege. He said, I have chosen socialism and she has chosen capitalism, and I have forgotten her. And that's what you ought to do with your damn relatives. Forget them. You think they're different, but they wouldn't piss on you to put a fire out.